Hi, good afternoon, everyone. We're just kind of waiting for something in remote participation to happen, so just bear with us a minute or two. Okay, let's get this session started. Very good afternoon to everyone. My name is Devananti Luxing. I'm chair of the At-Large Technology Task Force, and welcome. We have a full agenda this afternoon, and I'm glad to see so many people here in the room to see what the work we are doing. With me is Glenn McKnight, one of my co-chairs, and Judith Hellestein, one of my other co-chair. And what we're going to be doing is just to give an introduction of what the Technology Task Force is doing. We're going to get an update on the captioning project. On captioning various ICANN conference calls, e-books initiative from Glenn McKnight, and then Chris Gift, who's very kindly had time to come and attend this session to talk about ICANN's 55 mobile app. And we'll have a discussion on the LAC-RALO mailing list issues and a discussion on conferencing tools and an update on some of the recommendations the Technology Task Force has been working on that were given to them by the at-large community. So with that in mind, let me just move on to the next slide and just give an introduction to what the Technology Task Force. So next slide. Okay. And thank you. So that next slide, let's do the introduction of the At-Large Technology Task Force. So the Technology Task Force evaluates and reviews ICT technologies that can help the ICANN community. And by the ICANN community, the At-Large Advisory Committee, all of the regional at-large organizations better able to accomplish their role in ICANN activities. So anyone interested in ICT and how they could be applied to solve the needs of ICANN at large and other ICANN communities are welcome to join this task force. And you can see the email. You just need to contact ourselves or the staff to join. Next slide. So the background behind the Technology Task Force was that it came about from in June 2012 as one of the recommendations from at-large improvements. That's one of the reviews of all of the communities. And one of the recommendations was to introduce to at-large structures selected information, dissemination, communication, and collaboration tools, and provide training, and then review communication and collaboration needs considered unmet by ALSs and the at-large community. And by evaluating technologies currently in use by at-large or elsewhere in ICANN, and to identify and review other technologies as they became available. So next slide. So since 2012, next slide. So this is the members of the At-Large Technology Task Force. And as you can see, we have quite a diverse membership from all of the five regions. And what we also have is also persons coming in from other communities. So we have two persons from the GAC, for example, that are now involved in the Technology Task Force. Next slide. So just a reminder of who can be in the Technology Task Force. They can be from any member of the at-large community and other members of other advisory committees or supporting organizations. We have one or two conference calls per month, and there's a wiki space where we document our activities, and you'll see the links on that. Yeah, you'll see the links on the slide there. And next slide.
So having a little technical issue.
Yeah. So let me summarize quickly what has happened in terms of activities. since the Dublin meeting. We've had four conference calls. I'm going to go through this quickly so we could just get to the other updates. We had four conference calls. Next slide. We submitted a budget proposal to fix the bugs in ICANN's machine translation tool used for the mailing list for the Latin American and Caribbean community. And we'll be talking a little bit later on about that issue. And we've continued to work on the recommendations that was given to us by the at-large community. And we'll cover some of those in later on in the agenda. Okay, so the next item on the agenda was the two at-large proposals that my co-chairs have been working on. One was the captioning, and one was on e-books. So I believe captioning is the first update. So Judith?
Yes, so Judith Helsing. We're going to do the e-books first because she needs to get the slides.
Okay, this is Dave. Well, Glenn, can you give an update on the e-books then?
Sure. Thank you. Glenn McKnight, I'm the chair of Norello and the co-chair of the technical task force. And I was trying to get Dev's attention. I just wanted to recognize the students from Rabaz that I think they took a four-hour bus ride to get here to join the meetings today. So we welcome you to the session today. Okay, let's go to the next slide. Okay, gosh, that looks like real-time captioning to me. There I am. Okay, so because I'm a little bit of a techno nerd, I'm always trying to look at tools and techniques, and I've been looking at ebooks for different activities and communities that I'm involved with, and I've always been struck that the ICANN material is either on the website or it's print material. And if it's print material, it's not going to be hyperlinked. It's not going to be usable in an e-book format such as a Kindle or other formats. So when I suggested this for the budget for FY16, we're talking a little bit of money, to be able to take different documents, whether it's text material, academic material from ICANN Learn, or policy documents, or capacity building documents. And what we did is myself and Maureen Hilliard, we looked at a lot of different tools. And I assure you, there's a lot of different tools. So we produced 9 books. Maureen, who is with AP Rello, and I, we looked at particularly the presentations that were done at capacity building. One was Working Groups Part 1. Working Groups Part 2, ALS and Volunteer Engagement with Work Groups. And then, like I said, there is 9 in total. But the thing that's valuable for you, and jot down the last URL there,